Well, isn't this romantic? Before they were married, Brian Walsh allegedly threatened to kill missing mom Ann Walsh. This story's gotten a lot of traction in the media. Well, prior to the couple's marriage, Anna Walsh's husband allegedly threatened to kill her, according to a 2014 police report. So if a guy threatens to kill you, you still end up marrying him? I'm never one to blame the victim here, but the signs, the writing is on the wall here. It's really, really disturbing. And, you know, it's so easy to judge and say, you know, looking from the outside in, what should have happened and shouldn't have happened. But this is just a tough one. The report filed with the Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police Department back in August of 2014 by a then Anna Knipp, an unnamed suspect, made a statement over the telephone that he was going to kill Anna and her friend. While the report does not name Brian Walsh as the suspect, police confirmed to People magazine that he is the person associated with the complaint. The case was closed because Anna, now 39, refused to cooperate with the investigation at the time, according to police. Anna was last seen at her home on New Year's Day, according to authorities. She was reported missing January 4th by both Brian and her employer. Now, Brian, age 47, was arrested Sunday on a charge of misleading a police investigation in connection with Anna's disappearance. He pleaded not guilty to the charge. Now, during his court appearance on Monday, prosecutors announced the discovery of a bloody knife in the basement during a search of the couple's Massachusetts home. Prosecutors also accused Brian of spending $450 on cleaning products the day after New Year's Day, after he was captured making the purchase on Home Depot surveillance footage, despite telling authorities he was 40 miles away visiting a Whole Foods and a CVS. Who the fuck purchases $450 on cleaning products? I spent $12 the other day at Walmart. I bought some Clorox, I think it was like a hydrogen peroxide spray, and some Clorox wipes, and I think it came to like $12. And that's all I need. That's all I need to keep my house clean. What the fuck? Unnamed authorities say that the reports of a hacksaw and a hatchet were among some of the items retrieved during a search of a trash site in Peabody, Massachusetts this week. The cutting instruments are believed to be a potential piece of evidence related to Anna's case. The couple's three young children are reportedly in state custody. By the way, Brian allegedly conducted an internet research on how to dismember a body, and he allegedly searched, quote, how to dispose of a 115-pound woman.
Oh!